Part 1. Opportunity Knocks. Chapter 1. Breaking News. Isabel pursed her lips and whipped around to face her friends.
Okay, girls, tell me honestly. When I wear my hair like this, do I sorta look like Dina B?
Isabel had twisted her hair up using one of her colored pencils. Two long black ringlets cascaded in front of her ears. Maeve studied Isabel intently.
Yeah, Isabel, you actually look a lot like Dina B. Now you just have to get those dance moves down.
Maeve put her hands on her head and swirled her hips around to demonstrate.
Try that.
Isabel, who studied dance when she was younger, hopped right on it. The Beacon Street girls were jazzing up their Saturday pizza night by adding a little twist. On this occasion, they decided to celebrate their favorite idols. Charlotte had chosen Pamela Starrett, a writer whose new fantasy books for kids were flying off the shelves at bookstores everywhere. To honor Ms. Starrett, Charlotte had brought a copy of her latest book, Genie of the Enchanted Cave. Maeve had a difficult time choosing her idol. There were so many stars that she simply adored. Lately, she had her eye on the hunky British rocker, hip-hop dancer, and movie star Simon Blackstone. In his new action movie, The Swashbuckler, Simon Blackstone had been absolutely divine. But despite Simon's gorgeous brown eyes, he wasn't as much of an idol to Maeve as Renee Miller. Renee was one of the new rising teen stars, and she did everything. She was starring in a TV show, singing in a new music video, and was even rumored to have a movie deal in the works. Maeve couldn't believe that Renee was only 14, just a little older than the BSG, and was already working so much. Maeve thought that the coolest part about Renee was that she was just a regular girl from Boise, Idaho, who was discovered when she played Sandy in her school's production of Grease. She was living Maeve's ultimate fantasy. Isabel had no trouble deciding on her idol du jour. She had selected, and was apparently attempting to dress as, Dina B., her favorite Latina singer. With her beautiful dark hair and chestnut brown eyes, Isabel very much resembled the songstress who was topping all the pop charts. Isabel plucked the pencil out of her do and let her hair tumble beneath her shoulders.
"Who'd you pick, Avery?" she asked eagerly.
Avery kneaded a Nerf ball in her left hand and made a motion like she was zipping her lips.
"Uh-uh,"
she said as she shook her head.
"It's a surprise. Believe me, you guys would never guess it in a million years."
Charlotte slid her glasses down her nose, looking inquisitive.
"I wonder who Katani will choose."
Maeve giggled. "I'll give you one guess." Katani was still on a major career kick. For a seventh grader, she couldn't learn enough about business. Her latest fascination was with Oprah Winfrey. Whenever Oprah came up, Katani would always say, "She's successful, generous, and talk about stylish. Someday I want to own a business empire and be just like her." Avery looked impatient.
"Hey, where is Katani? It's 5:30 already,"
she complained, checking her sports watch against the clock in the tower. She rolled up the sleeves of her comfortable Red Sox sweatshirt and bounced up and down in her bright blue sneakers. Avery was always moving, just like a good athlete should.
"Actually, it was 5:33 ago," Maeve said.
She looked up from her laptop, where she'd started working on some math problems with Charlotte.
"So now it's 5:33? Avery exclaimed. "No wonder I'm completely starving."
Isabel, who had gone back to sketching by the window, grinned at her anxious friend.
"I know it's hard, Avery, but try to be patient," she said, selecting a soft pink pencil.
To the rest of the girls, Isabel added, "You know she gets hungry faster than the rest of us." Charlotte glanced up from Maeve's laptop to read the clock for herself. Behind her glasses, Charlotte's green eyes sparkled with concern.
"I don't know, Iz. Katani should have been here by now. She knows it's pizza night."
Avery moaned.
"And we can't eat pizza if one of us isn't here. And if we can't eat pizza, then what on earth is the good of pizza night?"